Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Bunmagura. Thank you, member supporters. Today, we focus the hour on French song and a range of aspiring recitalists who are competing on June 9th, 2018 in the Mary Truman Art Song Vocal Competition in Greenfield Hall at the Manhattan School of Music in New York. The vocal competition, sponsored by my organization, the Art Song Preservation Society, is part of a spring art song festival, which includes masterclasses with prominent teachers and guest artists, community outreach performances, song recitals, and of course, the finals of this vocal competition. Today, we'll hear the finalists present French songs as they're preparing for this summer's event. The winner of the competition will go on to present an art song recital in New York, sponsored by the Art Song Preservation Society, as well as receive a cash prize. With this year being the 100th anniversary of the passing of French composer Claude Debussy, each finalist was asked to prepare two French songs, one of which must be by the composer Debussy. We'll hear performances taken from both the semifinals round, which was held in October of 2017, as well as previous recitals that many of the singers have given over the past year. We begin the hour with our first three finalists, baritone Joseph Hahn singing Debussy's first mélodie, Nuit d'Étoiles, soprano Erika Bykoff performing Duparc's first mélodie, Chanson Triste, and soprano Jaina McIntyre performing an early melody by Fauré, Notre Amour. It's interesting to note that Erika Bykoff is a graduate of Princeton University in French, and Jaina McIntyre, a California native, has been a regional Met finalist.
Je rêve aux amours
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and today we celebrate French song by spending the hour listening to a range of young singers competing in the Mary Truman Art Song Vocal Competition, which will be held this summer in Manhattan. This next group of singers are baritone Brian Mexdorf, singing Poulenc's Chanson Romanesque. We'll continue with Poulenc and hear soprano Cameron Leung perform Sanglot. And finally in this segment, we'll hear soprano Christine Lyons perform Debussy's L'Ombre des Arbres from his Ariette Oubliée. Mexdorf, a native of Pennsylvania, did his master's at Westminster Choir College in Princeton, where I actually did my master's. Cameron Leung studied with Don Upshaw in New York. And Lyons, a native of Atlanta, has traveled nationally with a musical theater rep company. Thank you. This is Singing Another Sins, and we're continuing our hour of French song. Next up, our mezzo-soprano Alison Gish singing Ravel's Le Pont from his Histoire Naturelle, followed by tenor Christopher Reams performing Nous avons fait la nuit from Poulenc's Tel jour, telle nuit. And finally in this segment, we'll hear soprano Angela Joy Lamb perform Debussy's Romance d'Ariel. Interestingly, Gish has performed the works of John Musto with the composer at the piano. Reams completed his Doctor of Musical Arts from the State of University in New York. And Lamb, a savvy soprano, double majored in both vocal performance as well as music management.
Thank you. Ooh.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and we've yet to hear this next composer so far. So we'll turn now to Reinaldo Hans A. Cloris. Performing that is tenor Te Huan Ku, and that will be followed by soprano Asleif Vilmer performing Debussy's Apparition. And finally in this segment, we'll hear bass baritone Benjamin Sieverding perform Debussy's Auprès de cette grotte sombre.
Thank you.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and unfortunately we're coming to the close of our Hour of French Song. But first, we'll hear two of my personal favorite songs, Forêt's En Sourdine, performed by soprano Chu Hyun-han, followed by Maria Brea performing Bachelet's Chère Nuit.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed today's celebration of French music and our overview of the talented young singers who will be performing this rich repertoire this summer before the public in New York and the finals of the Mary Truman Art Song Vocal Competition. We have just enough time to fit in one more song, and for that, I'll include another personal favorite of mine, Poulenc's Say. For that, we'll hear Astley Filmer once again. And what the heck, in honor of the 100-year anniversary of the passing of Claude Debussy, we can probably fit in another Debussy favorite, Romance, performed by Brian Mexdorf. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. I'll see you on a future Singing and Other Sins. Aloha.